This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The harvest is upon us. Farmers have started bringing in their crops, and it's been a profitable couple of years for a lot of them. Take Iowa, land of corn, and then more corn. The price of farmland is up 80% the past 3 years, and now the Hawkeye State is home to some of the most expensive farmland in the world. Marketplace's Stacey Vanek-Smith went to the northwest corner of that state, the epicenter of the farmland price boom.
I have to climb a ladder to interview farmer Harwin Tislav. He's harvesting corn on his farm in Sioux County, Iowa.
Now, there's not a lot of room. You just sit right beside me there. We'll pull that door shut.
Incidentally, he kind of looks like Clint Eastwood. What is this machine called?
This is a forage harvester, or a chopper.
Tislav carefully steers the chopper through long rows of corn. Monstrous triangular blades pull the green corn stalks up by the roots and shred them into cattle feed.
It looks like we're going to have an excellent crop of corn here this year.
Tislav has been farming here his whole life, and he can't believe how expensive things have gotten.
There's no way you could justify probably not even half the value of the land right now.
This is the most expensive farmland in the country, $22,000 an acre. Not that it's stopped Tislav from trying to buy more land.
Generally, it's already gone before anyone has an idea that something could be available.
So it's hyper-competitive.
Yeah, beyond that. On three different farms that I've bid against on the last year and a half, two made the New York Times.
Land deals around here are making national news and attracting investors from Silicon Valley and Wall Street. Tislav has had visitors from as far away as Egypt come to check out this famous dirt. Why is the Iowa farmland worth so much?
We're the best land in the world.
Mike Duffy is an economist at Iowa State University.
It's worth so much because of what it can do.
Namely, grow just about anything. Most years, there's plenty of rain. Centuries of prairie grasses have created black topsoil that runs hundreds of feet deep and can support demanding crops like corn. And corn prices have been on a tear. First, the 2007 Energy Act created a demand for corn-based ethanol. Then, a growing middle class in Asia created a demand for more corn-fed meat.
Growing up, we always thought of farmers as poor people, and they were. I mean, there was difficult times back then.
Native Iowan Jason Smith.
Today, there's a lot of new houses in the countryside. If you drive around the countryside, you'll see a lot of new combines, you'll see a lot of new tractors.
Which is very good news for Smith. His company, Dream Dirt, auctions off farmland and farm equipment.
All right, only American grain there, 500.
At the fairgrounds in the tiny town of Lenox, Iowa, combines, horse trailers, tractors are lined up on the grassy expanse. Smith and his crew drive from item to item in an RV, yelling prices out of a bullhorn. A group of around 100 farmers follows along. Prices for farm equipment have skyrocketed. A new combine, complete with touchscreen technology, can cost $500,000.
People joke about their sports cars, and then a farmer drives by in a combine, and his combine's worth 5 or 6 times more than that fancy sports car was.
But the run-up could be winding down. The price of corn is at a 3-year low. The economies of China and India are flagging, and big corn-growing competition has cropped up in places like Africa. Economist Mike Duffy says Iowa farmland is at a turning point.
As corn prices settle back down, we're going to see land values fall off. It's going to be more of a deflating, though, than a bubble bursting.
Iowa farmland is expected to lose as much as 20% of its value in the next few years. Dream Dirt's Jason Smith has already noticed less demand from outside investors. But demand from local farmers is still strong. Smith expects to sell $100 million worth of land in the next year. After all, there's only so much of this rich farmland for sale. In Lenox, Iowa, I'm Stacey Vanek-Smith for Marketplace.
If you ever have any farmland you're interested in selling, we love it all. We just love dirt, so...